This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Peter Griffin.
I like that one. That's a good one.
That's the best one yet, I think. I've been working on my Peter Griffin, so.
Awesome.
I don't know who it is.
You've never seen Family Guy?
Family Guy, the show?
Yes, I have seen it. Is that the main character?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're hurting my soul. Okay, so I watched the Avenger movies because they came highly recommended by you.
Okay.
Please watch the second and third seasons of Family Guy.
Why not the first?
Because it wasn't as good.
Okay.
Essentially.
Second and third seasons.
Yes. That was when it really took off and started landing. I mean, that was when it was at its best.
I know it has a baby in it that talks.
It does.
Stewie.
Yeah, used to try to kill everybody, not so much anymore. Used to try to kill Lois, rather.
The mother.
Yes, not so much anymore.
Why?
It's just how he evolved over the years.
Okay. All right.
Now he's more just into gay stuff.
How awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be fair, though, they've actually been trying to dial back the gay jokes, they say. Who knows? But turning to depressing things, or rather upsetting things, China is still killing prisoners to harvest organs for transplant, and a new report exposes the cover-up. Now, this has been going on in China for it. These accusations have been leveled at China for quite a long time, right, that they've been harvesting organs from living people, and that's how their numbers...
That's how you get the good ones.
I guess. It doesn't do the victim any favors.
Oh.
Wasn't there something about them doing this to the protesters?
The Hong Kong protesters?
Yeah, specifically.
I don't think so. I think the Hong Kong protesters are promoting these news stories in order to give China a lot of bad press right now because not enough people care about the Hong Kong protests.
Okay.
Or the Uyghur population, who are the ones largely being impacted by this.
I mean, yeah.
There's stories of people just being gang raped and tortured and killed and just horrific things going on in China that most of the world isn't talking about because they're scared to upset China. Just absolutely horrific things. Like, here we go. Harvesting organs from living people. Despite repeated denials.
So is this Nixon's fault for opening up trade between the United States and China? I mean, do we need to have these immaculate trading partners that we do business with? Because I have the same problem with the Saudi Arabia. I don't think the United States should be kissing the ring of Saudi Arabia, a kingdom, when the United States is it's a republic in revolution against a king. And
The issue here is that China is socialist, so they control all of the corporations, all of the businesses within China, ultimately. I mean, there's some little bit of a fascist feel to it on occasion with some private businesses and things like that. But China owns everything. So you can't do business with a Chinese company, right?
Yeah,
if Burger King was harvesting organs from living people, I wouldn't go to Burger King.
Right. I think the problem here is obviously statism, right? If individuals could just, contract and do business with individuals without state oversight, whether it's the Chinese government or the United States government, I think this type of thing would quickly vanish.
TVP Steven, who is watching at dlive.freetalklive.com, has pointed out that the trend with the Hong Kong protesters is that they repeatedly shout their names and that they do not intend to kill themselves because a lot of these people are killing themselves in police custody.
Right. I saw one of those where the lady announced something, and I am not going to commit suicide.
Right.
Right.
So the practice in China is to harvest organs from people, and they allegedly did this before relatively openly. Then they said, oh, okay, well, we realize this is making a lot of people upset.
Yes, yes, that's the sort of thing that makes people upset.
So we're going to put a stop to it. But evidently they did it. It's described as state-run mass murder, and it's valued at $1 billion each year. I don't know how they valued that. Are they selling the organs?
I would imagine that the organs go for a pretty high premium. If you, I mean, you know, if you need an organ, that means you're going to die, and you're willing to pay a great deal for that. I mean, even if the insurance companies of the world are turning their noses up at Chinese discount organs, you know, there are people who, from around the globe, that are looking for lungs and livers and kidneys and a variety of other things. They're like, hey, I just want to live.
And they can't just go to Organs R Us.
But would they, and they should be able to, from a libertarian perspective. I have a healthy kidney. I would be more than willing to donate it to someone in exchange for money.
Yeah, if you could find a, you know, a method to do this, or even like the genetically engineered, you know, regrown organs, right, where they take a sample of your DNA and they're able to grow you, oh, I don't know, a new set of lungs, for example, should you come down with the cancer.
I think they're working working on that, and I don't imagine that's being stopped at this point. But I do, I am curious about the selling of a kidney. What do you think your kidney's worth?
I wouldn't know. I'd have to do
research. No, I mean, well, it's worth something to you. What would you take for a kidney right now? If I were to say, all right, Aria, I'll cover the medical expenses. All you got to do is give up a kidney for, I'm just talking about...
$5,000.
$5,000? Man, that is a discount kidney. I'm sure of it. Yeah, absolutely.
How much is a regular kidney?
I have no idea.
I would imagine it's probably more like $20,000. But yeah, I don't need it, and I would only take the money because I'm greedy and I want the money, but
you're darn right.
It's going to keep someone alive. So to me, that's worth a pretty good discount.
Right, and the same logic applies to like giving blood, right?
Right.
You know, this is something that you have inside your body that you're donating so that other folks can live, right? So
the difference, and I'm a 2-gallon donor, and every donor that has donated will tell you their gallon amounts because they're proud of it.
I've donated. I have no idea what mine would be.
Yeah. How much do you think you've donated, though?
I mean, I don't know.
No, like a lot or every once in a while?
Every once in a while, probably 6 times throughout my life.
Okay, you haven't quite reached it yet. But
so what is that, like 6 pints?
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Yeah, I don't know what that translates to in terms of gallons.
Okay, so there's 2 pints in a quart.
Okay.
So you've got a quart and a half.
Okay, this is the stuff that our high school teachers told us we wouldn't have readily accessible, so we had to memorize this stuff. And I didn't.
Yeah, I think that that's, you know, pretty true. I think you do need to know how many of the different measurements are in the different things, and that's because we have not yet switched over to the metric system.
Right. See, I know how much a liter is.
Yeah.
I can help you with that.
Right, and you can then extrapolate how much 150 milliliters is from that knowledge.
Right.
Thanks to drugs, I know what a gram is. I have all these metric measurements, like, you know.
Perfect. But yeah, I would say $5,000 would be a good starting point.
Well, I think that you would probably, if you had the ability to sell a kidney, say on eBay or something.
Well, like I said, I would also have to do some market research.
And I think that you'd very quickly find that a kidney will go for significantly more than that if you were sort of, you know.
I would still undercut the competition.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
Well, except for these guys, right? They're getting them for free.
Yeah, they would be hard to beat. It's hard to...
Well, and this is the difficulty with a marketplace for organs, is that you have to be certain that the organ that is being offered, and in this case, kidneys, is the only organ that you have two of that you can safely get rid of one. I mean, you know, I suppose eyes, but it's unlikely. I think yes, there'd be a market for that. But
I mean, if it could make a blind person see, you could probably get some people to donate their eyes.
I think people can live with one lung as well, so like you could potentially donate a lung.
Okay. Possibly. But a liver, for instance, that's your liver. You know? I don't know. You might be able to take part of it.
Unless you want a really high tolerance, don't take mine.
The better solution, as you were talking about, is the stem cell research allowing them to basically regrow healthy organs that are 100% identical to the ones they'll be replacing, except they're not unhealthy, right?
Yep.
That would be ideal.
Yep.
This certainly is not. The BMC Medical Ethics Journal, as of November the 14th, has accused China of a systematic falsification and manipulation of official organ transplant data sets as the killings continue. So they're not just killing people, and I want to stress this, they're not just killing people to take their organs, which is horrible enough by itself. They are taking the organs from living people and killing them in the process. I mean, this is what the Nazis literally did with Joseph Mengele and so many others, and the Japanese during World War II. It was very, very common, and here's China doing it flagrantly, and it isn't making headlines.
Statists gonna state.
855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever. is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
The Captain.
And Mark.
And do you operate a retail business while you're looking also for a way to take cryptocurrency at the point of sale? Well, it's never been easier thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Litecoin. I think Monero is also supported. Get started now at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Again, that's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. And if for some reason that isn't working because they've been having DNS issues lately, use AnyPayInc.com. Again, HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, AnyPayInc.com.
Yeah, I just used it this evening to get some chicken wings over at a local restaurant here.
Which local restaurant?
The Thirsty Owl.
Okay. I had local burger, and I used AnyPay to pay them.
But they don't have
Well, they use AnyPay for me to pay them.
Yes.
They do have, well, they have Captain Crunch chicken tenders, which are also really good.
Mm-hmm.
But as I haven't, I got a burger. What? I'm sorry?
Are they delicious? I haven't tried them yet.
They are good. They're a bit on the sweet side for me, but they're so good. I really like their honey barbecue sauce because it's actually barbecue sauce with real honey added to it. It's not like some cheap store-bought crap.
Mm.
So in June, evidently, the author of this article reported on the China Tribunal in London, which found evidence of forced organ harvesting from Chinese prisoners, including Falun Gong practitioners and, of course, Uyghur Muslims. The tribunal's final...
The Falun Gong folks, I don't know what their religion entails, but, man, they are passionate about it.
Are they? This is the first time I've come across the term.
Oh, yeah. I've had them handing out... On the West Coast, you'll often find them out doing sort of protests, handing out information, that kind of thing. Usually they're targeting Asians, but, I've had an opportunity to chit-chat with some of them, and wide-eyed adherence to whatever it is they're talking about.
Interesting. Well, a quick little Google search of it suggests that it's very similar to Buddhism and the whole Dharma wheel thing. So... Buddhism, essentially.
Okay, good.
The Chinese government has certainly cracked down on Buddhism as well. I mean, they
don't like those Tibetans. Yeah.
Yeah, they kidnapped the Dalai Lama and put him, presumably they killed him, and then declared that, hey, that was the last one. There's no more Dalai Lamas ever again.
And then, of course, the Dalai Lama said otherwise.
Yeah. So forced organ harvesting has been committed for years throughout China on a significant scale, and the tribunal has had no evidence that the significant infrastructure associated with China's transplantation industry has been dismantled. So evidently they are harvesting these organs from people and then turning around and selling them, probably to other countries who have people there who need the organs. They used firsthand testimony from former detainees and the implausible accessibility of transplants to shape its findings. Those witness reports were horrific, including organ extractions on live victims who were subsequently killed by the procedures. That is the most horrifying part of this article.
So are they not using any kind of anesthetic? I would think it would be difficult to get the liver out of a conscious person. Like, conscious and living are two different terms that are not necessarily exclusive.
It doesn't specify whether or not they're using an anesthetic.
Right.
That's a little bit better than,
sure,
you know, vivisection.
Basically, they go under and don't come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is screwed up. But with China's illegal organ transplant industry worth more than $1 billion each year, the country is determined to deflect the international outcry that has intensified as details of the organ harvesting have come to light. But this latest report cast doubts over claims of reform because allegedly they had put a stop to all of this, right? Going back to 2010, they just said they had a system of voluntary donations replacing the forced and lethal harvesting of organs from prisoners. They also claim that those prior practices have been outlawed, entirely replaced by the new system. So the Chinese government was doing something horrible, got busted, and said, oh, yeah, we're not doing that horrible thing anymore. We're doing it with exactly the same numbers and exactly the same effect, but it's no longer horrible, except, obviously, it is.
Right. That's what I don't renaming.
That's what I don't understand about the human beings on the planet who... subscribe to statism, right? Here's an organization type time and time again, caught doing red-handed, doing horrible things to other human beings.
Right.
And instead of, you know, saying, okay, enough of that organization type, they go, oh, well, you're not doing it anymore? Okay, that's fine. You guys can continue.
And the American government is no exception. I mean, there's good reason to believe that Lyme disease originated as a product of the government, yeah. Not to mention them lying to syphilis sufferers.
Absolutely.
In Georgia.
Yeah.
Project MK Ultra, where they were intentionally drugging people, torturing them. There's Guantanamo Bay, where people are being tortured. There was Abu Ghraib, where people were being tortured.
Well, and if you look at the statistics, the deadliest thing going on in the 20th century was government.
Mm-hmm.
If you consider that they were killing their own citizens and killing other people's citizens, and, you know, that those citizens are human beings, and, you know, that's the deadliest thing was government in the 20th century. That's not disputable.
Every century.
At all. There is no dispute to that. Like, you know, I don't know that that's true or false in the 19th century or the 18th century, but the 20th century is the one that we have to look at, and it is completely indisputable that government was the deadliest thing. Not lung cancer, not heart disease, nothing, not even old age. Deadliest thing, government.
Well, at least
by orders of magnitude, too. Not, I mean, the yeah. Whatever the next thing is.
Oh, it wasn't magnitude. It was close when you had to combine famine, parts of famine, and democide and war all into one, and it just eked out. I mean, cardiovascular disease will kill you,
right?
If you live long enough. So it's a big killer, and to eke that out is pretty darned impressive.
I mean,
state is deadly.
I guess natural causes, right? Is probably
they didn't. Have, yeah, natural causes wasn't on the list there. It wasn't a general catch-all for that.
What was the number? It was something like 400 million, wasn't it? Because 250 million were just killed in war.
Google democidehawaii.edu. All the data is there.
Democidehawaii.edu is going to be the way to find that out. There's a meme out there of Joe Rogan that says something like, laws are written on, words written on paper by people generally considered to be liars and thieves. So let's stop talking about what's legal and illegal and start talking about what's right and wrong.
Yes.
That's my quote. And it came off of a meme that I had previously, and I guess somebody who liked Joe Rogan slapped Joe Rogan's face on it, and the thing went viral. Great! I mean, you know, but Joe Rogan doesn't talk like that. I do. I say generally and, you know, hedge my words all the time. So I'm confident in that particular statement. But I saw it posted up on a Joe Rogan forum here recently, and sure enough, there was somebody, the first post I saw down was, well, we have to have laws. Well, I mean, and not to say that we don't have to have laws, but you do understand.
I don't see the point in having laws.
What's the point?
Yes.
I think that there needs to be some codified rules that you can't do this thing and that thing. That doesn't, laws doesn't necessarily preclude liars and thieves, making them. And
well, isn't it the case that the people who are going to do things that are bad are going to do those things regardless of the law?
I think that there's some people that modify their behavior because of what the consequences might be. Sure.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The impeachment inquiry hearings roll on Tuesday on Capitol Hill with 8 witnesses expected this week. President Trump says he is not ruling out appearing before Adam Schiff's committee or submitting written answers to questions. The president tweeting, "Even though I did nothing wrong and don't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax, I like the idea and will, in order to get Congress focused again, strongly consider it," exclamation point. In other news, the Inspector General's report to be released before the end of this year. South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says Michael Horowitz will testify December 11th before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The detailed report should shed light on the Russia collusion investigation and the alleged FISA abuse that led to it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one. You can find it at liberty.menu. It's a tool for your community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a little bit of a social network aspect to it so that you can connect and share with others. However, use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu. ForkFest is listed there, as I understand it.
Yeah. Liberty.menu is a useful site. At least go check it out.
Somebody unofficially put it there anyway. Let's go right into the phones because this is going to be a good one. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's going to be a what? What kind of S you talking?
I said it was going to be a good call.
Oh, that's different. Never mind. Forget what I said.
I intended to.
I thought...
So what's on your mind?
What what's the difference? You're gonna forget it all anyway. Let's go back to gay Nazis. But I had a relative that somebody spiked their beer at the bar with some LSD one time. At least that's what all indicators are. Kind of like that MK
Ultra
program.
Who wastes LSD like that? LSD is expensive, man.
It's what?
It's expensive.
Yeah, well, this was in like 1958. It was at the very, very beginning of the availability of LSD. You know, I don't know what year that MK Ultra.
Was it your beer, David? Was it your beer?
Is that why you see gay Nazis?
Gay Nazis. Thanks for reminding me. Man, I did done way too much LSD. Gay Nazis, thanks. Hey, how's your gaydar? You got good gaydar?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, let's just hit on it. Because the cop is the cop that wrote me up for the KUNM University of New Mexico radio station. The cop that wrote me
David,
up.
David, go inside,
in
dude.
There. Say what?
Are you at a raceway?
Yeah, go inside.
I am. Yeah, he's going to peel out here in just a second. Here goes. You ready?
No, David. I'm going to have to drop the call if you keep up that nonsense. I don't want to hear
nonsense.
That. So tell me about the gay Nazis.
The gay Nazis? Well, when I was checking your gaydar, I want to see how good your gaydar is. And so what you do is, because I think that the cop is a tranny that wrote me up for calling the radio station, and the news director
right.
is lesbian.
She gave you a ticket, right?
Yeah.
You were given a ticket. Okay. So it's not like the end of the world or anything. You weren't, like, totally dominated by this trans cop.
Well, yeah, I would say it's. Will you let me talk for a second? I would say that trying to put somebody in prison for 3 years for exercising their right to access the MFN University of New Mexico, which is paid for with my tax dollars, and I own it along with all the other citizens, I would say that is totally dominating somebody. I think that is worthy of a prison sentence for the person doing it. In other words, the tranny. So what I was trying to tell you is that the cop is a tranny. The news director is a lesbian. The station manager is gay, okay? And if your gaydar is any good, you can go and do a search online for these people, for Elaine Baumgartel and Stephen Emmons and Mary Grace, a.k.a. M.G. Barreras, and you can look at them yourself, and you can check your gaydar. And on top of that, you know what?
I would have thought the gaydar was really something more about, an interaction with somebody. I can hear you just fine, David.
Okay. No, actually, I've got pretty good gaydar without getting any clues as to hair, makeup, choice of eyewear, clothing. Just seeing a photograph, a still photograph, with no other clues, no special haircut, no makeup, no glasses, and not being able to see any special wardrobe. I have a pretty high reliability of being able to tell you, especially with men,
time out, David.
How do you verify that? Like, if you see somebody, like, okay, well, that person's gay. How do you verify that? How do you know?
I'll answer your question.
So is this lesbian, in fact, a lesbian, or do you just not like what she did, so you decided she's a lesbian?
No, she's a lesbian because I asked her. So what I was saying before
you asked her if she's a lesbian.
Hello?
And you don't understand why they don't want you calling their show.
Excuse me. Who's it? If you turn on NPR, if you turn on a public radio station, do you hear them saying "Yay Trump," or, "Yay conservative stuff," or are they more into climate change and LGBTQ XYZ matters? You can tell by their politics who they are. Have you not learned that yet?
So talking about climate change
excuse me, you sidetracked me from answering Captain Kukas's question. So let me proceed to answer Captain Kukas's question. So how I discovered that I had gaydar relating to a still photograph is I would be reading the newspaper, typically, and newspapers frequently frequently with their verbiage, they put in a photograph of the person, and my subconscious would be triggered for, there's a word for you, triggered by the gaydar. It would come up that this person seems like they're gay, and then I would find out later at a later date, you know, even years later, that that person indeed is gay, or even if it wasn't right there in the article, I would see something years later, and I learned that I could actually, from a still photograph based on facial bone structure, tell, especially in men, whether they were more likely to be gay or straight.
Okay, let me get this straight, David. So you're able to tell...
You mean let me
tell,
get this gay, David?
You're able to tell from, you know, say a still photograph...
I didn't hear what the hell you said.
But yeah. You're able to tell from a still photograph whether or not somebody's gay, and then when you do find out through some other means that they are gay, you have this aha moment, right? You're like, I was right. That person is gay. Yeah. So doesn't that mean that you're somehow strangely attracted to gay people?
No, that doesn't. Correlation is not causation, to use Ian and Mark's favorite line.
No, but you do seem to be building a sort of mental catalog of all the gay people around you. That, to me, does not suggest strictly heterosexual behavior.
When 4 out of 4 of the people oppressing you are LGBTQ, you start to notice.
Okay. I guess that could technically be true, but it sounds like there's a larger underlying issue there, David. And I think if you're sitting around looking at photographs and guessing who is gay and who isn't, there's a better than zero chance that you are gay. Give us a call, 855-450-3733. David, man, him and those gay Nazis, always babbling incoherently.
I liked him better when he was talking about lesbian dance fighting.
He doesn't even remember that, though.
I know.
All he remembers is this LGBT conspiracy.
I was hoping to give him, like, another topic, you know, something, you know, some sort of segue or something, but yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
The guy knows how to save money. I'll say that.
He does, yeah, his tips on living frugally.
Yes, he's really great at that.
What? I don't know what the two of you are referring to.
David lives cheaply. He has a sort of trailer in the New Mexican desert and basically lives on very little money. Goes to the grocery store a couple of times a year, buys, you know, the sort of things that one can store, I guess.
And he owns his, like, 1 acre of desert outright or whatever, pays, yep, like, $5 in taxes a year or something. I don't know. It's very, very cheap. He's a very frugal
man. That's kind of sad, really. So, I mean, calling Free Talk Live to tell us about the gay Nazis, that's like the highlight of his day.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if he's living in a trailer out in the middle of the desert and eating food that he bought from the grocery store 4.5 months ago, I mean, that's a little...
Judge?
I'm not judging. I'm just saying it's sad.
Well,
I find it sad.
If you can live on very little, you're free as you could be. So there you go.
That's true. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord calling lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk radio that you control. Give us a call if you're quick. You can still get in on the air with us. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Captain Kickass,
and Mark.
And thank you to Chris Cohen, who is today's amplifier. He's a silver amplifier, which means he donates $5 per month to the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thanks, Chris.
It is money that is donated to us that we use strictly for advertising, marketing, and promoting the show. So if you like what we do, if you like Free Talk Live and all that we're trying to do out there, you might consider visiting the AMP program. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com and throwing us $5 a month to help us get the show out there. So, Chris, thank you for that. We're going to move on to a less depressing story. China is harvesting people's organs. There's only so many times we can say, oh, my God, that's awful, though.
Right.
Because
it's awful.
Speaking of gay people, though, because David from New Mexico, he's got this elaborate conspiracy in his head. But there are things happening in the LGBTQ world that deserve a bit of discussion, like Chick-fil-A is making major changes to its charitable foundation, ending donations to two organizations that have been criticized for being anti-LGBTQ.
They're taking away their spicy hate chicken?
They are indeed. I like that phrasing, by the way. I haven't eaten at Chick-fil-A since I was like 14.
I haven't eaten Chick-fil-A in at least 2 weeks.
And once I found out that they, you know, liked donating to anti-LGBT organizations, I just stopped eating there entirely. It was never somewhere that I visited often enough.
I like them.
I haven't eaten that one since I lived in the South, which was way too long ago.
Yeah, the fast food chain announced...
I had the new spicy chicken, and I wasn't that impressed with it.
You didn't hate it?
I didn't hate it.
Did you have the one at Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
Okay.
Did it hate you?
That's the hate chicken?
Spicy chicken.
I don't know if it has any hate.
So they've taken the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes off of their charities list. Now, having grown up in the South, I spent a fair bit of time among the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Yeah,
I didn't categorize them as a hate group.
Well, the idea is that you can't be gay and be in their group.
Oh, you can't be gay and be in the FCA?
Probably not. A lot of Christians are pretty adamant about that whole gay thing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's what modern Christianity's turned into, you know. We love the sinner, but not the sin. And by that, we mean we hate all your gay asses.
So the FCA writes in its employee application that neither heterosexual sex outside of marriage nor any homosexual act constitute an alternative lifestyle acceptable to God. It also states on its website that marriage is exclusively the union of one man and one woman. One wonders why an athletics program is weighing in on this in the first place.
Well, it's part of their name, right?
I suppose so. But let's get into the phones. We've got Dodger calling from, I think, Missouri. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. All right. So I'm just going to say, Mark, I tried an Impossible Burger for lunch one day last week, and I spent the entire day trying to get the taste out of my mouth.
Didn't like it, huh?
Well, what was that?
I mean, that's also the case with a really good burger. That's why we don't eat at local burger at my other job very often, because the taste sticks with you all day long.
Oh, but this was not a good taste.
Okay. Well, that would be the difference.
Yeah.
This is a good taste.
You didn't enjoy the belch back on that one?
Oh, man. All day. I mean, I spent, let's see, I ate it for lunch, decided to spend the premium because it cost more. Yeah, and my experience, it wasn't very good.
Yeah, one star for you. So I haven't had the Burger King's Impossible Burger. I had an Impossible Burger served at another restaurant that was in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's how it was for me. It was another restaurant, and apparently it's the same "quote unquote" meat.
Yeah.
The Impossible, but man. I just could not get the taste out of my mouth all day, the whole rest of the day at work.
Did it taste like anything you can compare it to? You know what I mean? Have you eaten something that tasted that horrible that it reminds you of?
Well, I wouldn't say that it was horrible, but it certainly wasn't good.
Okay.
Interesting. Dodger, thank you for the call. I still haven't tried one. There is a Burger King opening here.
Opening, and I guess I'm going to have to, when it does open, go there and get one of their Impossible Burgers to be able to, you know, have this experience again. I was happy with the Impossible Burger that I had, but, you know, to each his own.
I've never had one. I missed their old veggie burger because it was...
I have no desire to ever eat a veggie burger again.
Eating a veggie burger.
That's not the same thing.
Why isn't it?
Because these are intended to taste like meat as much as they can, whereas a veggie burger is this ground stuff, this goop.
It's like field roast.
Right. I have no intention of eating that. And
it had a really good taste, though.
I'm glad you liked it. I've seen people enjoy their veggie burgers, and I'm not here to stop you from having your veggie burger.
I want you to try one, Mark.
Oh, God. No.
I'm going with the Improbable Burger.
It would bring my life happiness if you try one. Of course, they no longer have them, so it's completely a moot point. That sucks.
I'm going the Improbable Burger.
Yep. That's the way to go. With cheese or without?
I'm going with cheese, yeah.
So, Captain has decided that the burger he was talking about, the one patty with the Impossible meat and one patty of normal Whopper meat, is the Improbable Burger.
Yeah, both together on the same burger, one bun.
Powered by Bistro Math.
Yeah. Unite both factions and eat a double
Suddenly, time and space collapse.
I'm a Vignophore. A Carnegie?
That's a kind of shirt.
So getting back to this story about Chick-fil-A, there isn't one here in New England. The last time I saw one was, in fact, in Tennessee, so it was quite a while ago.
I saw, there's a Chick-fil-A in New Hampshire.
Is there?
Yeah, not on this side of the state, over here in the hinterland, but yeah.
Okay. Well, evidently, the Salvation Army has said in the past that the Bible forbids sexual intimacy between members of the same sex, that gay Christians should embrace celibacy, and that Scripture, because that worked out so well for the Catholics, and that Scripture does not support same-sex marriages. However...
Well, first off, there's a lot of problems with that. First off, if you understand that the English version of the Bible kind of got changed somewhere around the last several decades, and that in fact the problem with usually the Bible's referring to is sex with children, not homosexuality, and that there are that makes it far fewer mentions of homosexuality in the Bible than sort of English Bible reading Americans might believe, because this is
I can go even further actually.
Yeah.
God, as told by the Christians, is omnipotent, yes?
Yes.
Can do anything.
All powerful.
Could have designed the human body in whatever way he wanted.
Yep.
And yet, in his designs, he made gay sex a possibility.
Sure.
He didn't have to do that. I'm willing to say that God clearly does not care about gay sex, because if God cared about gay sex, it wouldn't be possible.
I'm fine with that. I mean, if that's the way you want to view it, okay. To me, all my complaints about Christianity center on the Bible. And the reason is...
Mine centers around Christians, generally.
Well, I mean, these are just people doing what they're told is right.
Yeah.
So nothing wrong with that. And they're told what's right by a book that was compiled 300 years after the birth of its main character, right? And so, some were put in, some were left out. There's all kinds of gospels that aren't the Bible.
Right.
And it's not like there was any one true original Christianity that was sort of pointed to. We have sparse information about the early church, and the information we do have is that these people believed a whole variety of things, that an orthodoxy was set out about 300 years after Jesus' birth,
right.
Which means that, there's no sort of original Christianity to look at, and that bothers me. What is it? I think that God, personally, I know you're an atheist, I am not. I think God signed his signature throughout creation. I think it's all over, and that a person can look at, the trees, the flowers, the mountains, and all that stuff, and see God in them. That's my belief, and that's sufficient for me. I don't need a book to tell me that them gay folks are doing bad things by themselves and in their houses and trailers or wherever they are. I don't need that extra stuff.
Well, what sort of omnipotent God would be so incompetent that with all of those abilities, the only way he could figure out to communicate with human beings was in books written by other human beings?
Yeah, why can't he put out a YouTube video?
Go check out the archives at freetalklive.com. The archive there goes back more than 10 years. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.